Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 27th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. Multnomah County public health officials are now recommending everyone above the age of 5 wear masks indoors, regardless of your COVID vaccination status. Health officials say masks can prevent the rare breakthrough cases of COVID-19, but they also say this recommendation will help make sure the unvaccinated are covered up. This is not a requirement yet, as the county says it can't enforce a mandate. However, they say that could become an option if cases continue to rise. Areas like Seattle, LA, and San Francisco are also recommending masks again. One of the suspects involved in the killing of Clark County Sheriff's Detective Jeremy Brown faced a judge yesterday afternoon. Court documents claim Misty Rea stole 27 guns from a storage unit. Rea faces multiple burglary and theft charges, and lawyers say they expect more charges will be filed against her as the investigation continues. Her bail was set at $1 million. Firefighters continue making progress on the Bootleg Fire. Weather conditions bringing rain today in southern Oregon are expected to help, but crews will need to watch for the threat of lightning. An additional 120 Oregon National Guardsmen have also joined the firefighting force. The final victim of the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida has been identified, marking 98 people dead in the tragedy. Just days ago, crews concluded their efforts removing more than 14,000 tons of broken concrete and rebar before declaring their mission complete. The spot where the building once stood is now cleared of debris. Officials haven't decided what will happen to the site. Four police officers who tried to defend the U.S. Capitol during the deadly attack on January 6th will testify before a House committee today. The hearing focuses on security failures that allowed a mob to storm the building as the Senate was confirming the results of the November election. Russia has taken gold in the women's team gymnastics after U.S. gymnastics superstar Simone Biles, the reigning Olympic champion, had to pull out from an apparent injury. The 24-year-old, considered to be the greatest of all time, huddled with a trainer after an awkward landing on her vault. The team announced she withdrew from competition to deal with a medical issue. Vancouver's Jordan Chiles subbed in for Biles, helping secure Team USA's silver medal. Heat returns in a big way this week. Kelly and Joseph are tracking rising temperatures in your Weather Week podcast. Check it out on COIN.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.